brought to you by Penguin. Hard Work Pays Off by Matt Fraser with Spencer Mestel. Recipes by Sammy Moniz. Read for you by Chris Berger, with an introduction read by Matt Fraser. Note to listeners, this program includes a downloadable PDF of workouts, recipes, and other HWPO tools.
Introduction, read by me, Matt Fraser. The decision to keep competing after the 2015 season seems so obvious now, but that's not how I felt at the end of that year's CrossFit Games. After the last event, while I was still gasping for air, I lay down on the supply cart in the athlete tunnel and replayed in my head all the mistakes I'd made. A few had been purely physical. I couldn't sprint. I could barely swim. Of all the guys on the field, I had one of the weakest deadlifts. But the worst ones had been mental. When we had to flip the 560-pound pig down the soccer field for the eighth event, I couldn't figure out the right technique, so I panicked. I did most of the work with my biceps, gassed myself out, and gave up a huge part of my lead. Then I got rattled again on the last event. After I failed one handstand push-up after another, I never thought to take a break, recover, and readjust the parallettes. So I kept failing, and even going full dummy on the assault bike and rower wasn't enough. For the second year in a row, I came in second. I was disappointed, humiliated, and ready to quit. I knew that I'd lost, or maybe it's more accurate to say that I'd choked, because I'd cut corners, and if I wanted to make another run at the games, I'd have to be all in. Obviously, that meant more training in my tiny home gym, by myself, with no one around to slap me on the ass and tell me good job. I'd also have to stop thinking I was the expert and seek out new coaches to help me attack my weaknesses, which was why the first step to a comeback would be so brutal. I'd have to do what I did after every competition, watch the footage, and create a list of everything that I'd done wrong. Did I really want to become a champion that badly? I mean, this wasn't the first dream that hadn't panned out for me. After a decade of weightlifting and years at the Olympic Training Center, I didn't make the Olympic team, and that didn't kill me, right? Plus, I had two university degrees, and even though I hated my summer internship at an aerospace company, I was sure I could find an engineering job I liked, or I could even go back to working in the oil fields in Alberta. I didn't have to kill myself in the gym every day. I didn't have to keep doing rowing intervals that were so intense I left literal puddles of sweat on the floor. I didn't have to restructure my life around one singular goal, to win the CrossFit Games. I wanted a normal life. I wanted to go to my friend's bachelor party without worrying about missing training, drive to Rhode Island to see my girlfriend whenever I felt like it, and spend my rest days water skiing, not on top of a lacrosse ball for 12 hours rolling out the tension in my muscles. I'm sure these excuses sound familiar. They're what you tell yourself when you're too tired to make the 7 a.m. class, or too hungover to even consider a Sunday morning lifting session. They're the excuses everyone makes, and I made them all throughout the 2015 season. But then I changed. Lying on that supply cart after the last event, choking back tears as the other competitors streamed past, I knew I never wanted to feel as low as I did in that moment. To avoid that possibility completely, I had two options. I could quit CrossFit altogether and start looking for a desk job, or I could radically transform my mindset. Every choice I was faced with, I would ask myself whether it would help me win the CrossFit Games. No, then I wouldn't do it. And now, after 8 years in the sport, I'm the most successful competitive CrossFit athlete in history. I've won more events, 29, more titles, 5 in a row, and by the largest margins of anyone in the sport. While there are some guys who might beat me in a single workout, no one can say they're a better all-around athlete. Weightlifting, gymnastics, kettlebells, running, swimming, rowing, strongman. I've relentlessly trained them all, so now you don't have to guess how to. While competing, I would have never offered this information and risk giving the other athletes an edge. But now that I've decided to retire from professional CrossFit, I can finally share with you how I prepared my body and trained my mind. Needless to say, it won't be easy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?